Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik. We will begin on Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Navi Shidiach, a Navi said something in the same of Hashem that people should chas v'shalom worship of Avodah Zarah. Eskila, his punishment, Eskila. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Shimon Omer, that his punishment is Chenek. Medichei Ir Nidachas. If there were people that tried to convince an entire city to worship Rachman Tzlan of Avodah Zarah, Beskila, again, Tanakama, the Chum's opinion is that the punishment is Skila. If Shimon Aimer, if Shimon's opinion is that there's Chenek. Says the Gemara, Navi Shadich Beskila, as we just learned, if a Navi attempted to convince people to worship Avodah Zarah, his punishment is Skila. Ask the Gemara, my Tama the Rabbanan, where did the Rabbanan take their opinion from? Says, Asya Hadacha Hadacha Mimesis. They learn the following Gzeir Shava. The Pasuk says, Vanavi Ahu, Oichalim Achuim Ahu, Kidiba Sora Ladichecha. So we see that somebody, that this Navi that we're speaking about, the Torah uses that wording of Hadacha Ladichecha. And the Torah uses a similar word by a Mesis. But somebody tries to convince an individual to worship Avodah Zarah, v'skaltem avon ameis kibishal kikash ledichacha, mal lahalan, just like the punishment of a mesis, a skila, afkan, here too, the punishment of a navi who tries to convince people to worship Avodah Zarah is skila. So that's the basis of the opinion of the Rabbanim. Rav Shimon, who disagrees, he says that a Navi that tries to do something like that, the Chiyav is Chenek. He says, how does he get that? Misak Sebei, the Torah says the word Yumas, and as we've learned numerous times in our Shurim, the call Misa, Hamur B'Torah Stam, when the Torah used the word Misa, without saying which one, Ein El Chenek means Chenek. We learned further in the Braisa, that opinion of the Rabbanim, Adich Eir Nidachas, those who try to convince an entire city, Rechman Tzlan, to worship Avodah Zarah, their punishment is Skila. Ask the Gemara, my Tam the Rabbanan, what is the basis of the opinion of the Rabbanan? Says the Gemara, Gamri Hadacha Hadacha. They learn the following Gzeres Shava. The Torah says, by the Ir HaNidachas, by someone who tries to convince a city to worship Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, Yosu Ad Noshim B'ni Al B'Kabecha, V'Yidichu HaShosh V'Irayn, V'Oy Mimesis, and then we can learn a Gzeres Shava, either from a Mesis, that we just said that the Oynish of a Mesis is Skila, or we could learn it from a Navi Shidiach, and we just finished learning that a Navi Shidiach is also the Oynish of Skila. Says the Gemara Rav Shimon, what is the basis of Rav Shimon that he says it's a Gzeres Shava, that he says it's Chenek? Says the Gemara Hadoch Hadochi Minavi. We learn a Gzeres Shava from an individual who tried to convince an Nidachas, and from the Navi. And we just said that the Navi who does so is Chayv Skila. So too will be the halacha by Medicha in Nidachas. But ask the Gemara, and learning, instead of learning this Gzeres Shava of Hadocha, instead of learning the Gzeres Shava from a Navi Shediach, why doesn't he learn the Gzeres Shava from Mesis? And just like the Chachamim say, when we learn from Mesis, the punishment will be Skila. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Rav Shimon heard from his Rebbe that we should learn here a Gzeres Shava. But he didn't know from where to learn the Gzeres Shava. He knew that there is a Gzeres Shava. And the Gemara's question is, why, instead of learning the Gzeres Shava from Navi, why doesn't he learn the Gzeres Shava from Mesis? Answers the Gemara. Mesis, Don Mesis Rabim, Mesis Rabim. We want to compare when we speak about a city, a public, they ain't done a Mesis Rabim, Mesis Yochid. It doesn't make sense to them to learn the Aloch of Medicha Ir Nidachas from an individual. Ask the Gemara Adarabba, we can make a counter argument. Donan Hedjit Mehedjit, doesn't it make sense to learn a Medicha and Nidachas who are non who are regular Jewish individuals, from the halach of a mesis, who's a regular Jewish individual, vein donen, and then rather they're learning medicha ir and idachas, which again, as we just said, is a hedyet, from the halach of a navi, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon. So why isn't that a reason? As we're trying to explore, what is the better match? Why isn't that a reason to say that the halacha of medicha and idachas should be learned from a mesis instead of from a navi? Answers the Gemara, kivan shehidiach, once this navi tried to get people to worship by the Zara, we can't call him a navi anymore. Ein lecha hedyet gol mizeh. He's already full-fledged hedyet if he acts in this fashion. The Gemara goes back to discuss regard the subject of a navi sheker. Amr Rav Chisda, to which Rav Chisda says, machloikis, the machloikis that we had now between the Chachamim and Rav Shimon regarding a navi shidiach, a navi tries to convince people, Rachman Lotzlon, to worship Avodah Zarah, is the punishment skilo achenek. That's only in a case of oiker haguft avodz kachavim, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yochel Chas V'Shalom told him to say that there is no prohibition in worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Chum hold that in such a case there's a chiyuv skila, because they learn the Gzeir Shava, and similarly, Kia mixes or Bittel mixes Avodah Kachavim. If this Navi said that all he said was that just trying to tell people that even just partial worship of Avodah Zarah is permitted, Rachmana Amar, because the Torah says, Kidi Basar al Hashem Ladi Chacham Min Aderech, Min Aderech, we learn from the words Min Aderech, Afilu Mixes Derech. And even if he just tries to tell us the part of worshipping Avodah Zarah is no longer Aser, he's considered a Navi Sheidiach. Aval Oike Guf, the Shar Mitzvahs, but if he comes to uproot one of the other mitzvahs, not Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, according to Rav Chisda's understanding of the Machlokes Chachamim of Shimon, everybody will agree that there it's the punishment is chenek. Because the pasuk says, "Ach hanavi shiyazol David dav v'shmi ashlo tzvisiv ledaber umeis hanavi ahi and hahu." And since the Torah used the word mace, as we keep on repeating, the word mace, stam misa, when the Torah just uses the word misa without explaining what type of misa, it means chenek. In a situation of kiyum mitzvahs, or bitul mitzvahs, the shah mitzvahs, he hasn't completely said that we should uproot another mitzvah. In such a case, the devar hakol potter mimisa. Potter, he won't be chayv misa, not a chenek. Because the pasuk uses the words, ach hanavi ashi yozol dav dav mishmi. Dover, only if he's looking to completely uproot a halacha, then is the halacha that he's chayv a punishment. But if it's not Avodah Zarah, and he's not completely coming to uproot a Veira in the Torah, then it's Potter. Now, we know Potter always means that Potter Avalasa doesn't mean that it's permissible, just there's no punishment of death. Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna asked the question, because according to this, we're learning that the parasha of Navi Shehidiach is only regarding Avodah Zarah, according to Rav Chisda's understanding. Masav Rav Hamnuna, the pasuk says, "Kidi basar la dayhacha, me'adarcha shitzivcha Hashem alkecha lelachas ba." And he says the word lelachas means zu mitzvah asay, ba zu lois asay. So we see that it's not limited. A navi shehidiach is not limited to avodah zarah. V'sakadatoch, if we're going to say that the pasuk is speaking only about avodah zarah, so, and when it's going to say mitzvah asay, it's referring to mitzvah asay pertinent to avodah zarah. Ask the Gemara, asay b'avodas kachavim heichem shkachslo. Where is there such a circumstance that there's a mitzvah asay that he could say we have to, that he's saying to uproot regarding avodah zarah? Answers the Gemara, Tigmar of Chisda, the pasuk says a mitzvah asay The Torah says regarding Avodah Zarah and the Tzatz that's Mizbechosam, we have a mitzvah say to destroy the Mizbech of the Avodah Zarah, and he comes and says, don't. So that's a mitzvah say of Avodah Zarah. Now the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rav Hamnuna, who has a different interpretation of the Machloikus of the Chachamim and Rishimin regarding the subject, who is subject, what is the case of a Novi Shidiach. And the Ran explains, what pushes Rav Hamnuna to have a different interpretation is the question that we just asked. Because to say that the Pasuk is referring specifically to the mitzvah saseh of Nitzatzdem as Mizbechoysom, Rav Hamnuna sees that as a stretch. And therefore Rav Hamnuna Omer, Machloikis, the Machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan is regarding Oikar Aguf, Bein Be'avodas Kochavim, Bein B'Shaar Mitzvos. When a Navi comes to say that whether it's Avodah Zarah, whether it's one of the other mitzvahs, that he comes to uproot it. That the Chama hold the Skila, and Rav Shimon holds there's Chenik. They also disagree, B'kiyam mitzvahs or B'tel mitzvahs Avodas Kochavim, if he just wanted to uproot partial Isra of Avodah Zarah. Because the Torah says regarding Navi Shediach, Min Aderech, so from there he learns a filum mixus aderech, even partial uprooting of Avodah Zarah. Aval kiyam mitzvos a bitl mitzvos the sham mitzvos, regarding trying to keep just uprooting partially other mitzvos other than Avodah Zarah. Rav Shimon, Rav Hamnuna says everybody will agree, Devei Yaakov Pater, there's no chiyuv chenek. Tana Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, if somebody comes to uproot a tire subject from the Torah, there's a chiv mitzvah. L'kayim mitzvahs, l'vatal mitzvahs, if he's not looking to completely uproot it, just partially, Rav Shimon Paiter, Rav Shimon says that there is no chiv mitzvah. But when we speak about Avodah Zarah, afilu oimer hayom evdiu, he only says today you should worship the Avodah Zarah. Uvel macha betlua, and tomorrow don't. So that's an example of bittel mitzvahs, the kiyam mitzvahs. The divrei hakol, even Rav Shimon will agree that there's a chiv misa for such a situation. Says the Gemara, Abaye sava, Abaye holds that, like Rav Chisda, that the machlokes chachamim, the Gemara explains this braisa, how it could be understood, both according to Rav Chisda and according to Rav Hamnuna. And the Gemara proceeds, Abaye sava like Rav Chisda, Abaye holds like Rav Chisda, that this braisa should be understood that the chiyuv misa is only by a navi who tried to get people to worship Avodah Zarah, umetar slok Rav Chisda, and he will explain the braisa according to Rav Chisda's understanding of the machlokes of Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. V'rava savala Rav Hamnuna, he holds that the machlokes is of Rav Shimon and the Chachamim also pertains not just to Avodah Zarah. Matatzla, he's going to have a way of explaining the Braisa like according to Rav Hamnuna's understanding of that machlokes. And the Gemara explains, Abaye explains Rav Chisda, Matatzla Rav Chisda. Hamasnak be'laka davar min ha'Torah. If somebody tries to uproot an entire subject from the Torah, lav, not Avodah Zarah, Devar Hakol, everybody will agree that he is a subject of chenek. L'kai mitzvahs ulvatal mitzvahs. Rav Shimon Paiter, who are dealing with Rabbanan, everybody will agree that in those circumstances there's no chiv misa. Or Avodah Zarah, afilu amah hayoyim evdua on macha betlua, only today you should worship it, not tomorrow. Everybody agrees that he's chayiv misa. Makedis, like according to the Chachamim, there will be skila, or makedis, like according to Rav Shimon, there will be chenek. Now says the Gemara, Rava Savala like Rav Hamnuna. Rava holds like Rav Hamnuna's interpretation of the Machlokes, Umetaretz like Rav Hamnuna, and he explains the brises according to Rav Hamnuna's understanding. If somebody comes to try to uproot an entire subject from the Torah, whether it's regarding Avodah Zarah or other mitzvahs, there's a chiv misa. Which chiv misa? Makedis, according to the Chachamim, will be skila. or makedes like koin to Rabbi Shimon, it will be chenek. Lekai mitzvus levatal mitzvus, b'shah mitzvus, just partial. Rabbi Shimon poiter. Rabbi Shimon says that there's no chi misa, and Rabbanan, what didn't Rabbanan, and the Gemara, and of course that's Rabbanan's opinion. So why did the Gemara Braisa intend to say, why did the Braisa feel the need to explain it only according to Rabbi Shimon? Because to teach us that even Rabbi Shimon, who normally holds that there's only a chi of chenek, so we would think that maybe at least for this there should be a chi of chenek, teaches us the Braisa that even a chi of chenek there isn't. The Rabbanan who hold that normally there's a chi of skila will certainly agree that there's no chi of skila, which is the most harsh misa. That's kia mixes or bitl mixes. Makedis like coin to chamim, it will be skila. Makedis like coin to shimon, it will be chenek. Amr of avua, Amr of yochanan. Bekol, regarding all mitzvahs in the Torah. Im yoimilcha navi, if a navi says, avar al divrei Torah, he tells you to worship avodah zarah, like shmaloi, listen to him. That only explained Rishonim, as we discussed previously, is if we know that this individual is muksik, is a person that has a track record of being a navi, chutz me'avodah zarah, except when it comes to the subject of avodah zarah, shefilu, even in a case that the navi is trying, it proves to you his strength, because Mamed loy l'chachama b'emtzarekia, he's able to get the sun to stand still in the middle of the sky. Still, the halacha is al tishmalai. Don't listen to him. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Galili Omer, Higia Torah l'soif datos avodas kachavim. The Torah understood how powerful the neviim of avodah zarah are. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them certain power to get people to worship avodah zarah. L'fikach, and therefore, because the Torah is so well aware of the power, unfortunately, of persuasion of avodah zarah, l'fikach nach the Torah memshal ba. Therefore, the Torah says we know that there are times that avodah zarah has power, and therefore, to make sure we don't fall into that trap, even if the Navi is able to get the sun to stop in the middle of the sky, al tishmalai, don't listen to him. Tanya, so the Gemara now says, this is a very difficult concept to understand. Why indeed does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give such power to the Avodah Zarah or to the Nevi'im of Avodah Zarah? Amar Kiva Chas V'Sham HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amad Chamal Avodah. To understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such power to those who are Bali Avera, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, is unacceptable. El Kegoin Chananya Ben Azar. It's referring to an individual like Chananya Ben Azar, Shemetchila, Mitchilasoi Navi Emes. He was a Navi Emes, and he did different things as a Navi Emes, different Simonim, Lepsoif. At the end, he became Navi Sheker. So says the Chazon Ish, according to Rabbi Kiva, an individual will not be considered a Navi Shehidiach, that we began our shiur with today, only if he was originally a Navi Emes, because otherwise he would never have had the power of making such a Maifus. We learned in the Mishnah, the Zayim Bas Koyim. We learned in the Mishnah that Edom that said, as we discussed extensively in our previous shiur, the Torah says, as we've learned numerous times in our shiurim, "Obas ish koyin kisech liznois esaviyah himechaleles beish tisarev." A woman who's a bas koyin, we've discussed exactly what that means or doesn't mean. That under certain circumstances, even though an eishes ish that's mezana, her punishment is chenek. This woman, her punishment is sreifa, and now the question that we discussed was what happens when such a woman, they're Edom, and there are Edom Zomimim about such a case. And as we've learned many times in our shiurim, the punishment of an eid zaymim is a sisim loy kasha zomim lasis lachiv. His punishment is what he wanted to do to someone else. What he wanted to do to someone else should happen to him. So now the question is, what will be, what is the punishment of the man who does this? The punishment of the man who does this is chenek. So now the question is, if we want to fulfill the obligation of asisim loikash zom lasis lachiv, what will be the punishment that he gets? Will the punishment be the punishment of the woman, or will the punishment be the punishment of the man? Will it be chenek, or will it be chenek, or will it be sreifa? So we learned the Mishnah that the zomimei bas koyin don't get sreifa, they get chenek. Menani mili, ask the Gemara, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar of Achabrei, the Vika, the Tanya. Rav Yosef Omer, Mat Hamaloymer, what is the pasuk of asisim loy kashazom lasis alachiv? The word la'achiv is superfluous. Shekol hamumsan shebetayra, to teach us the, whenever somebody gets misa, zamemeyim v'bayleyim kiyotz behem. The halacha of the edim that achayim misa are the same as the person who did this act, kiyotz behem. Bas koyim, there's one exception. The bas koyin, he besreifa, as we just explained, she's chayiv sreifa. However, ve'ein by ala besreifa, the man is only chayiv chenek zaymimim. So now the question is, which punishment will the zaymimim get? Any of daya, we don't know which punishment to give him. Amloy hukshu, should he get the punishment that the man is supposed to get? Amloy hukshu, are they supposed to get the punishment that the woman is supposed to get? Kushoimer, when the pasuk says lasis la'achiv, so we learn from the la'achiv v'loy la'chaisai, and therefore they get chenek. And as we've said in previous shurim, not only will their punishment be chenek, but even in a case where the man is not going to be punished, let's say we'll have a situation where it was a cotton that had relations with this woman, and when it's a situation that it's a cotton that had the relations, so then the cotton is not chai misa, only the woman is chai misa. Still, the halach is that they never get sreifa. The Adam Zaymimim with a bas koyin, their punishment will only be chenek, not sreifa. Hanoloch eloh hanachnakim, hanoloch eloh hanachnakim, hanoloch eloh hanachnakim. We begin now the Perek Chelek. There's a question which we've already discussed previously, the Rishonim debate, where is the proper place of this Perek? Rashi and the Miri hold that this Perek is the last Perek of our Masechta, and that's what we normally find. And Rashi explains, first, as we've learned in our Masechta, the Tana taught us the Halachos of the Avim Mises Bezdin, then the Tana goes on to explain the Eilish Ein Lechem Chelek Lam Haba. And what the Miri explains, that what the Tana is trying to do, that even though we've been discussing so extensively all the people who are deserving of punishment, still, that doesn't detract from their Chelek and Eilam Haba. The Raman, other Rishonim, however, say really this is the 10th Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin. It comes after Elohei Nisrofim. And if we look in the Mishnayos, we will indeed see that this is the 10th Perek. The Mashal actually says that even though we're going to begin now with the words Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Elam Haba, that isn't really relevant to what we're discussing. We discussed the purpose of this Perek is to focus on the one she'en lam chelek lam haba, and this was just somehow added over the years. So it says the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek lam haba, every Jew has a share in olam haba, shenema v'amech kulam tzadikim l'olam yirshu aretz. Everybody has a share, netzem matay masi yudayel espar. There's a very big machlokes rishonim. What is the definition of olam haba that's mentioned in our Mishnah? The Yad Rama explains that Olam Haba is the world that's going to be after Tchias HaMeisim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring back all the people, bring the neshama together with their guf again. The Rambam explains that Olam Haba is the world that we go into after we leave the world. And according to the Rambam, Olam Haba exists already now. Because after a person lives his life in Olam Haza, then he goes into Olam Haba. And what the Mishnah is trying to teach us, says the Meiri, that everybody, after they leave the world, some people that will get punished when they leave the world, but after they get punished, Yesh Lahem Chelik L'Olam Haba, they will have a Chelik in Olam Haba after they get their punishment. And the Arvin Nachal says why. So he explains that even though when we look at Klal Yisrael is made up of many people, but we know there's a concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. We're all responsible one for the other. And since we are all responsible one for the other, the way Klal Yisrael is looked at, the way Klal Yisrael is looked at is like different limbs of one body. So we couldn't imagine that somebody's head will be in Olam Haba and his body won't be. And therefore, what it means is that since we're all so connected, we will all have to be together in Olam Haba. And as I said, Tosfos explains, doesn't mean that everybody has that shear right away. Some people get it slower and some people get it quicker. The Gemara Masechta Ksubos discusses when Rabbi Yehuda was Nifter. And the Gemara discusses about the great honor that was accorded to him when he was Nifter. And the Gemara says, over there, Kol mi shishtate b'hespedo shrebi, anybody who participated in that hesped, mezumim l'chaya olam haba. So Tosfos asks, what's so special? Didn't we just learn that Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek olam haba? So Tosfos answers that here we just finished explaining, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek olam haba. Yes, everybody has a shear in Olam Haba, but they don't necessarily get that shear so quickly. Here, the Gemara is teaching us, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek olam haba, everybody who participated in that hesped got their shear immediately. And the Aruch HaNes says that that's pshat also, something that we say every day. Kol Hashoyin Halach B'Kol Yom, whoever learns Halach every day, Muftach Lo Yishabena Olam Haba. So asked Aruch HaNes, well, we just learned that everybody has a shear in Olam Haba. So what's so special about the individual who Shoyin Halach B'Kol Yom, who learns Halach every day? So he says that the difference is that everybody will ultimately get a shear in Olam Haba. But the person who is a Shoyin Halach B'Kol Yom gets his shear immediately. The Eitz Yosef, however, has a different approach. His approach is that Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba, everybody starts off with a shear in Olam Haba. But if somebody doesn't act appropriately, he could learn it. He could lose it. The minig is that we say Pirkei Avos in the Shabbosim in the summer. And the minig is that we start learning Pirkei Avos with this perek. And the Mach Savitri explains that why do we start with this Mishnah, with this Maimer Chazal of Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Haba? Because what we're trying to accomplish, he explains, is that Maratzim come to Shul and about to learn Pirkei Avos, and it's difficult to fulfill everything that it says in Pirkei Avos. So the way we give them some hope is we start off with the words Yesh Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Everybody gets a share in Olam Haba. The Bar Tanur explains that Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba, indeed the Mishnah teaches us that everybody gets a shear in Olam Haba. But when we speak about everybody getting a shear in Olam Haba, it doesn't necessarily mean that they get the same shear. There are different shear, there are different shears, size, and quality of shears dependent on who you are.
And that's what it means, Koyos or Yeshlem Chelik, but not necessarily the same amount. I saw that there's a famous story where somebody once asked a very wealthy person, what is your value? And he answered with a number, which was clearly less than what he really was worth. And he asked him, why, how are you telling me this number? It's clearly not true. So he said, what I said is the amount that I've given out for tzedakah. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem. What, and that's what I have that's left. The money I give to tzedakah is what's going to accompany me to Olam Haba. That's what it says. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem. Every Jew has, but what does he have? Only what he put away for the Olam Haba. The Chafetz Chaim told Rabbi Chanan Zatzal when he learned this Mishnah. There was once a poor person came to a wealthy person, and he was obviously in great need. So, and he told him that the rich person, seeing the poor person's situation, said he saw him carrying a bag, and he said, "Open up your bag." And he filled up the bag with money and with other valuables. And the poor person was thrilled. But as the poor person left the home of this wealthy person, because the bag he had was such a meager bag, the bag had a hole. And everything in the bag started falling out. And that's the way the Chafetz Chaim says we're supposed to look at our Mishnah. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. We all start with a nice share of Olam Haba. But unfortunately, sometimes, according to the way we act, we lose that share that we have. We lose that share in our Olam Haba. Many Mefarshim explain what the Mishnah means to say is Kol Yisrael. If we look at Klal Yisrael as a group, they all have a share of Olam Haba. But it doesn't mean that every individual in Klal Yisrael has a share. Kol Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael will have a share, but that doesn't mean every individual will have a share. Continues the Mishnah. Ve'elu she'elam chelek l'haba. These are those that don't have a share. Ha'imer ein tchiyas ha'meisim in the Torah. Somebody who Rachman Letzlan says that tchiyas ha'meisim is not in the Torah. And the way Rashi, based on the Medrash, explains that even if he believes that there will be Tchiyas HaMeisim, but he doesn't believe that the Torah, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, teaches us there's going to be Olam Haba, there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim, so his Amunah is not a Torah-based Amunah, and therefore it's not considered Amunah in Olam Haba. Ve'el she'en l'chei l'chaba, ayma ein Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah, she'en Torah min Hashemayim. If somebody Chas V'Shalom says that there's no Torah in the Shemayim, Apikorsim, somebody who's an Apikorsim, we'll speak about that in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Ima, Afakor B'Svarim Chetzoinim, he reads the Svarim that were written by Apikorsim, and many hold that Rabbi Kiva is not arguing on the Tanakhama, he's just expanding the list of the Tanakhama. V'aloicha shalva maka, if somebody is sick, v'oimer, kol machla shesantim mitzrayim le'osim alach k'shem refecha, and that is a form of kishuv. Avisholayma, af ha'hagis Hashem b'as Yosef, somebody who says the Shem Hashem, pronounces the Shem Hasher. Says the Yerushalmi, that everybody who was mentioned here are only people who didn't do tshuva. But if somebody does tshuva, we believe in the power of tshuva. And when we say that we believe in the power of tshuva, what that means that we believe that even somebody who did such terrible averis, still he has the power and the ability to do tshuva. Shlosh Malachim continues the Mishnah with three kings, Vaba Hajaitis, that Elam Chelik Elam Haba, that don't have a share in Elam Haba. Shlosh Malachim, who are the Shlosh Malachim? Yeravim ben Nevat, who is, we know, was Chayti Makdis Rabim, Achav, that we've discussed just in the previous parak, who was a terrible Rasha, Umanashim, who was the son of Chizkiah Melech Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Aimer,
Menashe yesh le chelek haba. Menashe does have a share in olam haba. Shnama yispala lo v'yishma t'chinosoy v'yishiva Yerushalayim l'machusoy. So we see that he came back. Amaloi says the Zayde Chachamim l'machusoy yishivai. He was returned to his monarchy. However, v'loy l'chayim haba yishiva, he did not get a share in olam haba. Who are the arba adyotas bilom? And the Mefarshim explained, why did the Mishnah have to single out Bilam? Because, as we know, Bilam was a Navi. And since Bilam was a Navi, we would think that maybe he should get Olam Haba. Says the Mishnah that Bilam does not get Olam Haba. Doig ha-doimi, achitoifel, v'gechsi, the Talmud of Elisha. The Ha'omer, I saw beautiful pshat from the Sefer Tnuvas Baruch. What pshat ain't chias ha-meisim in the Torah? Somebody who says that min ha-Torah, that the Torah doesn't have the ability to be mechayim meisim. We have to believe in the power of Torah. And somebody who doesn't believe in the power of Torah says the Gemara ain't lechelik la-mahaba. The reason these people are mentioned in the Mishnah is to teach us that even though they were terrible people, but if they would have done tshuva, they would have had a chelek olam haba, as we discussed earlier. Only because they didn't attempt to do tshuva, that's why the Mishnah says they don't have a shear in olam haba. The Sefer Meravson Igra asks that here we're saying that Menashe didn't have a chelek olam haba, and then we see that Menashe did tshuva. What's pshat? So the Gemara says because Chizkiah said, I don't want to have children because Menashe is going to be a Rasha, and I don't want to have children that are Rishoyim. But that doesn't mean, and this goes into the subject of Bechira, just because Chizkiah saw such a dream doesn't mean that we are obligated to follow that. Our obligation is to do what we have to do under all circumstances. Says the Gemara, Kol Kach Lama. What is the punishment for not believing in Tchias HaMeisim so serious? So of course, the Mashor asks, of course it's serious. So Tchias HaMeisim is a fundamental of our Amunah. So what's the Gemara's question? So the Mashor says that the Pshat in the Gemara's question is, why is that the first thing that's mentioned in our Mishnah? The Kokach Lama, Tana, answers the Gemara, who kafa b'tchias ha-meisim? If there's an individual that doesn't believe in tchias ha-meisim, l'fikach lo yir l'chelek b'tchias ha-meisim, he doesn't deserve to have a share in tchias ha-meisim. Because, says the Gemara, kol midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyochel runs the world, is always Mida Kenega Mida. So if you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not give you that. From where do we see that that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal acts? Shnema V'yayma Elisha. The Pasuk says that there was a terrible hunger in the time of Elisha when in Shomron, when the king of Aram attacked it. Elisha says Navua that the hunger will stop and the price of food will drop dramatically. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to make windows in the sky, you will see it. But umisham loy teichel, you won't have the schus to eat from that food. And the day the pasuk says v'hi loy kain v'yimsu oisam b'shav yomis, that this person who expressed himself in such a terrible way against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said died and did not have the schus to eat from that food. Says the Gemara, who says that it was because of midah k'neged midah? V'dilma kilos Elisha garmala. Maybe what happened to him because Elisha cursed him. Dom Rav Yehuda Marav, Kilos Chacham, when a tzaddik curses somebody, I feel al tanayibah,
And that's why, says the Gemara, this would happen. That, and the Gemara in Masechta Makos explains that this we learned from Achitofel, that when David dug the foundation for the Beis HaMikdash, he picked up a piece of earthenware. And the earthenware, this piece of earthenware said, "Don't pick me up." And David HaMelech picked it up. And at that point, the world was about to be flooded. And the question was that, could David, in this situation, put a Shem Hashem on another piece of earthenware and throw it into water to stop the water from rushing? There was nobody that could answer David. And David HaMelech made an announcement. Call Ayudei Davazeh. Whoever knows the answer to my question, Veina Imre, and doesn't give it to me, you're not Chanek Begrani, should be choke. So Achitofel made a Kavachimer. If he said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Parsha of Soita, in order to make peace between husband and wife, said that Hashem's name should be erased, certainly here, when the entire world is in danger, it's mutter. And that's what David did. And even though Achitofel had given David a good answer, since David said this curse, the Achitofel ultimately died, as we learned, from asphyxiation. So the question is, why indeed is that the case? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if the person did what he was supposed to do, why should he be punished? So the Ramban says that Achitofel did not give the answer immediately. Says the Aruch HaNer says that when David gave the curse, he knew that Achitofel knew the answer. And he was upset with Achitofel for not giving the answer. And therefore, his curse came about immediately. Im kein, says the Gemara, licht of kra, if that's the reason, if the reason were to be because of Elisha's curse, then the pasuk says, v'yirim su'u v'yomus, my bishar, why does the Torah add the word, why pasuk add bishar? Aliske shar, because he didn't believe when the Navi said that everybody will have food at a very reasonable, at a very cheap rate. Continues the Gemara. Menayim l'tchis meisim in the Torah, shenemar, the pasuk speaks about the Levim have to give the Kohanim 10% Trumas Meiser of all the Meiser that they receive. The pasuk says, "V'nesamtem emenu as Trumas Hashem la'Aaron ha'Koyin." So the question is, "V'chi Aaron lo'olam kayim?" Is Aaron going to be there forever? And as Rashi explains the question even better, we only are chayiv in Truma once we got into Eretz Yisrael, and Aaron never made it into Eretz Yisrael. V'aloi le'nichlas Eretz Yisrael shenoyis lo'olam Truma. Ella, Malam Shasa Lichyos, Aaron a Koyin will give Truma, will get Truma, the Yisrael will come back, the Nice Light Truma, Mekan, from here we see that Tchias Mason, Menatira, Aaron is coming back. So there's a big discussion here that is Aaron going to get all the Truma? Some say that Aaron will only get 50% of the Truma. We're not supposed to give all the Truma to one Kayin. And there's another discussion that some say that when Mashiach comes, the Bechayrim will get back the job of doing the Avodah. But even though the jobs will go back to the Bechayrim, the Aaron HaKayin will still remain the Kayin Gadol. The Beir of Shmuel Tana, La'Aaron, the Pasuk says, Ka'Aaron, Ma'Aaron Hu Chaver. Aaron was a person of a chaver, af leban of chaverim. The only people that we should give truma to are people who are chaverim, people who accepted proper religious observance. Amr Shmuel Nachmeni, Amr Yonason. Ma'ayin shenoyisim truma l'koyin ha'ma'oritz. How do we know we're not supposed to give truma to koyin ha'ma'oritz? And the Mefarshim say it's not just truma. Any of the matnas kuhuna we're not supposed to give to a koyin ha'ma'oritz. And the Me'iri says that even Truma that's Tamei, we should not give to Kohen Amaretz, because he doesn't know how to treat the Truma Tamei with the halacha that they have. Says the Gemara, Shnemer Yomel Amal Yosh V'Yishlayim, Los Es Manas, L'man Yechzku B'Tayrus Hashem. So here we learn, Kol HaMachz B'Tayrus Hashem, whoever follows the halachas Yesh Le'Manas will get Truma, V'Shein HaMachz B'Tayrus Hashem, but if he doesn't behave that way, that he doesn't get Trumas Hashem. Amar Rav Adbar, Hava Amar Rav, Yehuda kol nasa truma l'kayin amaretz. If somebody gives truma to kayin amaretz, kol nasa l'fnei ari. It's considered like you gave it to a lion. Ma'ari, when you see a lion, sofek daris for eichel, sofek any daris for eichel. Well, there's a question how he will attack. Afakayin amaretz, sofek eichel b'taris, sofek eichel b'toma. There's a real question how he will do it. So what is the comparison to an ari? The answer is the ari will do whatever it wants to do when it's hungry. And here too, when you give truma to ma'aretz, and if he's hungry, he won't feel limited. He won't feel limited to do what the Torah says. He'll just do what he does to fulfill his hunger. Rav Yochanan Amar, afkar elay misa. Somebody gives truma to the kohen ma'aretz, causes that the Amaretz should have maybe pass away. Because as we learned in the previous parak, there's a chiv misa for eating truma when one is tamei. Dvei Rebbe Lazar, but Yaakov Tana, at mesin avon ashma. He calls him to do avera shnema because the pasuk says, v'siu asam avon ashma achim kacheyim. There's a terrible sin committed if one eats truma not properly. Tanya, Rav Simai, I mean, menayin l'tchiz mesim of the Torah, shenemar, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'eira l'avram al-yitzchak v'al-yakab v'kel shakai, u'shmi Hashem l'nedati lehem. V'gama k'moises b'risesh, itam losos lehem b'saretz kanan. L'chem l'nemar, it doesn't say that you, the descendants of Avram al-yitzchak, will get Eretz Yisrael el-lehem. They will have tchiz mesim and get their share in Eretz Yisrael. Tzedek, gam, Geshem kam simon. Shalom inimus Rebbe Gamliel. The apikarsim, those that don't believe in the Torah, ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, ask Rebbe Gamliel. Nein she Kodesh Baruch Hu mechai meisim. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechai meisim? Omolim. So he says, there's a proof to this, min ha-Torah, min ha-Vim, min ha-Ksuvim, v'l'kibla memenu, and all of the different proofs that he offered, they didn't accept. Min ha-Torah, d'ksiv yom ha-Shem ha-Moshe, hincha shaykh v'am-ha-Masecha, you're going to pass away, v'kam. But you will eventually get up. Tchias Amesim. Amrloi, so they said, V'dilma, the way to read the Pasuk says afterwards, Ha'am Hazev Zona. And the Kam is not to be said on Moshe Rabbeinu's coming back, but it's coming to teach us that the people will start doing the wrong thing. Menavim Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Yichyu Meisecha. The people who passed away will come back to life. And the Pasuk says, Nevlosi Yekumam. And the pasuk, it will even the small children. And Hashem responds, "Hakitzu v'rananu shoych ne'afur." Everybody who's resting will come back. Kital oiris terecha v'eretz rafayim tapel. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring back the people with Torah and mitzvahs, and everybody will come back. Says the Gemara. They answered, "V'dilma meisim shchech yecheskel." We're going to speak about the episode where Yecheskel did tchias meisim, and they said it's maybe referring only to them. Menaksuvim deksiv v'chike kiyayin ha'toiv pasuk in Shir Shirim hoylech l'doidim mesharim doivev sisu yishemim. So we see from here that the people are going to come back. They're going to be able to speak. Says the Gemara v'dama ruchshim rachshim sosa be'alma. Maybe it means that when they're going to be in the graves, their lips will move. Kramer Rabbi Yochanan Rishim Rishim Ben Yitzadik. We know that if you repeat a Dvat Torah for somebody who's no longer alive, his lips move in the grave. Until he said this pasuk, the pasuk says, and from here we see Mikal Tchis Mesim in the Torah. Yesh Imrim. It was taught min amikra azeh, amalahem. The pasuk says, v'atim advekim Hashem alakeichem chayim kolchem ayoyim. So the question is, that he's talking to living people, so obviously he's speaking to people who are chayim kolchem ayoyim. What is meant with this? Says the Gemara, Ella, afilu kayoyim shekol olam kula meisim, when even everybody will no longer be alive, atim chayim. Ma hayoyim kolchem chayim kayoyim, just like we all are alive today, aflam kolchem, we will all be alive. Shol Ramayim Sushmu ben Chananya. B'nayim shakadosh baruch hu mechayim meisim, v'yidei ma sha'asa lisyos. He mechayim meisim, and
knows what will be. Because the Divrei Shaul explains that these two questions are really connected. And he knows people will die, but he also knows the future when they'll get up. Amlu, he said, Tervayim and Amikrazesh, never Yom Hashem al Moshe, Hine Shreif of Asecha, to come, but then you'll get up. And then the Pasuk also says, Ha'om Azevazana. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I know that Klai Yisrael are going to do the wrong thing, and I also know there's going to be Tchiyas HaMesim. So ask the Gemara, as we said earlier, the Dilma, maybe the way to learn the Pasuk is a Kama Ha'om Azevazana, so it only speaks about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knowing what's going to be. So Rav Shuv Bekotha said, Rav Shuv Bechananya said, Nekoit Mi Impalg Mi Daichu. You're right. This pasuk can only be definitively used to teach us that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be. It menami Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Menayin Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechai Meis V'idei Ma Shasa Lidiyos. Shanam Mehin Chashaychem Avsech V'kom. Tanya Amar Blaz Rav Yossi. B'dova Azeh Siyafti Sifri Minim. With this, I was able to prove what the Apikorsmans say is not true. Shahayu Oimrim Ein Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah. They would say there's no Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah. Matalhem Siyaftim Taraschem, you try to forge, you try to misrepresent the Torah, for Loyalisa Beyetchem Klum, and you accomplished nothing. Shatam Amr Entchis Amesim in the Torah, Harei Oimer, Karas the Torah Sadef Shafi Avayna Ba. The punishment for such a person is he Karas to Karas Ba'ilam Hazeh, Avayna Ba, Laimus, Lav Loyalam Haba, that they won't have, that even after Tchis Amesim, they will not be Zoych to Tchis Amesim. Says the Gemara, why can we learn both from Hikaris to Karis, Hikaris Ba'ilam Hazeh to Karis Ba'ilam Haba? Says the Gemara, because Inu Hava Amrile, he knew that if we were to say this to them, they would respond that from Hikaris to Karis we can't learn, because Dibetar Kalash Mene Adam. Ketanoi, says the Gemara, this is actually Machloikis Tanoim. The Pasuk says Hikaris to Karis, regarding somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, Hekareis Ba'ilam Hazeh, Tekareis La'ilam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Amalei Rabbi Shema V'Lekfa Nemar, as Hashem U'Megadif, V'Nichrasa, so it says the word Kareis three times, and now the question is, the Chishloish Olamim Yesh, we could understand Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, what's the third? Ela V'Nichrasa Ba'ilam Hazeh, Hekareis La'ilam Haba, Hekareis Tekareis, is L'Divrei Tarek L'Hashem Bnei Adam. Says the Gemara, but ask the Gemara, where do we learn for that pasuk? And since the Gemara, look at the Tanan, Yochel Afila also Tshuva, if somebody did this Avera, but he did Tshuva, Tamoyma Avoyna Ba, Loimarat El Bizmancha Avoyna Ba. If you did Tshuva, then you'll have Tchias Amesim and Oilam Haba. Sholo Kalafrachi Malkasas Rameya. Amra, Yodana Dechai Shechvi. I know there's going to be Tchis Amesim, the Ksiv, Yitzitzu Me'ir Ke'esav Ha'aretz. They're going to sprout like the grass. But what I don't know is Kishem Oimdim, when they will get up. Oimdim Arumam, Oimabushem Oimdim. Do they get up without clothing, or they get up with their Tachrichim? Amalai, Kavachayma Machita. I'll make the following Kavachayma. Machita, a grain, Shenigbara, Aruma, when it's planted, it does not have any peel around it. But when it comes out, when a stalk of grain comes out, it's covered with many layers. Tzadikim, shnikra b'lusheim, tzadikim that are buried in tachrichim, alachs kam v'kama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow them to get up without any clothing.